It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene, and we are part of Amplifier Media. That's amplifiermedia.com. I'm Wole here, my homeboy Ray Jeezy. The homie Will T is out. Hey, Ray, man, we live, bro. We out here.
Hey, you know, we've been doing this for a while, but it is a new beginning. I was telling you before we went live that it's not a new beginning for media. I had some stuff to say because after watching Colorado this past weekend, everybody has been talking about it.
I knew you were going to bring it up. For some strange reason, I knew this is what it was.
The reason why I'm bringing it up is because I just messed with what Shador has been saying. That's not really the word I want to use, but I like what Shador has been saying and Travis Hunter, because they basically were saying, listen, y'all missed what we were doing at HBC already. Y'all act like we're new to this. People assume that because they moved up to a different level or they're playing against different competition that they wouldn't get busy. And I know it's just one game, but still, dude, HBCU football is just as talented as any other FBS, FCS program. I know some schools have bigger players and they have story programs, more money, whatever, but these dudes flat out can play no matter what the competition is. So they still showing love to HBCUs, even though they're gone. Same thing with Coach Prime. Coach Prime did the same thing. Like, you mean Shador from the HBCU? Like, for real? And I feel like the media just disrespected us because they dismissed what work Jackson State put in last season. It's crazy, Slim.
Man, it was amazing, man. That game was thorough. And I think if you watch Jackson State in the SWAC and you saw Shador in the SWAC, you knew that this dude was accurate. Like, that's one thing. Folks are like, that he's so accurate. I was like, you didn't obviously didn't watch a game.
Exactly.
You didn't watch a single game.
Disrespectful, man.
Yeah, so.
I saw fans disrespect Travis Hunter all the time. When he, like, went off against Central, even though, of course, they lost that game in the Celebration Bowl, fans was on Twitter like, let's see what he does when he plays against better competition. Now, come on. He had his best game as a collegiate athlete against, quote-unquote, better competition. Shador threw for the most passing yards against, quote-unquote, better competition. So, shout out to those guys. Shout out to Morgan State for what they did this past weekend as well. They broke into the FCS power rankings. It's crazy how just Coach Damon.
I saw it, man.
This is second year. He's doing his thing. And shout out to him as well because he lost his dad, I heard. So condolences to Coach Damon.
Yeah, definitely. I have a friend who's actually close to him, like part of the family. They mentioned it in the father too as well. So he dedicated that game to him. So it's dope that they, you know, they got that win. But yeah, man, it was college football was dope, man, all the way around. There were so many good games. Obviously, to me, the Colorado game was the best game. It was the best game of the weekend, just the way it went down. And not just because you're rooting for Prime and you're rooting for Shador and Hunter. It's just that the competition level of that game, right? It was just a great, great game. So yeah, man. But yeah, Ray, you know, bro, we live though, homie. Like, you feel this, dude? You feel it?
Like I said, it's no different. What people don't know is whenever we record an interview, HBCU Corner, whatever we're doing, we never stop and say, oh, my bad, we messed up.
Facts.
We've been doing things basically live for a long time.
This is true.
Thank God we're pros at this.
My man's called us pros. That's what's up. Hey, man. Well, let's get into some of the particulars. Amplifier Media hosts multiple DMV sports podcast shows, such as the John Kime Report, hosted by ESPN Washington Commanders insider John Kime, and Jones Football, hosted by USA Today insider Mike Jones. Hey, subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcasts. Just search the Urban Sports Scene.
And if you're watching on YouTube, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. If you're not watching on YouTube, go to our YouTube channel and subscribe to the Urban Sports Scene. Dope stuff. This is just another step in that direction. join this train while it's still in its early phases, infancy stages.
You know it, hey, this show can be found on the Podcast DC app, the local app with hundreds of options in local news and health in the DMV region. Download the Podcast DC app to hear all of the Amplifier shows as well as other great content.
And don't forget to tweet us at Urban Sports Scene. Check us out on IG at Urban Sports Scene and like our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page.
And also join our Urban Sports Scene Facebook group. Search Urban Sports Scene, sports bloggers, sports podcasters, and sports debates.
And you can also, last thing, you can check out our weekly NFL picks, footballgarbagetime.com. I still got to make my picks. We have been competing against Football Garbage Time, I think now 7 seasons.
Yeah.
Check us out. It's an amazing challenge that we take on with them. But also, you can get some wisdom, I guess, from our picks. I don't know about Wole, though. People always come up for him in his picks. But we boldly, though. We don't take the easy road. We pick a lot of upsets. And I'm telling you, if you're a gambling person, you might want to check our picks out. Again, footballgarbagetime.com. Check those guys out. Hakun Wong, shout out to them over there at Football Garbage.
In fact, you don't want to smoke, so it's cool. I'm cool with folks coming at me. It's with a pause. Thanks.
All right,
anyway, we'll see what Norman say this, but he's not in the building. Let's get in our tradition, the pregame. Here's what we have on tap. We'll chat with Sports Journey's Washington Commanders reporter Lake Lewis Jr. about the Commanders season opener. Then at 8:30, we'll talk about welterweight Errol Spence Jr. exercising his option for a rematch against undisputed welterweight champ Terrence Bud Crawford. Al Jones from the WFNZ 92.7 FM radio show In the Ring with Al Jones will join us to discuss this. And finally, we'll make our NFL picks. But right now, we have Sports Journey's Washington Commanders reporter Lake Lewis Jr. actually in our queue. I'm about to put Lake in right now. Here we go. Hey, Lake.
Lake, what's good, bro?
What's up, fellas? What's going on?
Hey man, you're in our view. You're in our range now. We do video now. We're on this side of town now.
So I try to be right for y'all. You know what I mean?
I see. Hey, Lake, it was good going to your event, man. It was dope. I had a good time up in Herndon, Virginia.
Yeah, man. We're gonna be doing it again Tuesday. This coming Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So you know, by all means, Ray, come on through, man. We probably had a little bit more fun afterwards than doing it.
So true.
this coming Tuesday.
Let me glance at my
schedule real quick while you on here, because I need to get out there. You know, it's been a while. And you gotta teach me about the toll road trick that you didn't want to say last time. So
yeah, man, we're not gonna talk about it now.
I know that's right, but let's get right into the discussion, man. It's exciting times for Commanders fans, but let's get into some early news. We got some news that wide receiver Jamison Crowder is coming back to the team. He'll be on the practice squad. Your thoughts?
Man, I talked to him in the locker room today. You know, that's my dog. And he, you know, it was weird, though, man, because this is a totally different team from when he was here. And, you know, you see the OG like that in there. And you know, Jamison's just one of them laid back, cool dudes, you know, and you see him in there and it's like, it was kind of deja vu, but then you see him walking and like not really talking to anybody. He's just a whole new group for him. But I think it's a huge pickup for them because they need somebody that's going to get them some yard special teams. And this guy had what, 600 and something punt returns while he was in Washington. I mean, that's a lot of balls, you know? So he's a guy that can do it, and your favorite player, Wole, you know, he's just basically a sure catch to fair catch the ball. He's not going to do much with it. So they need somebody that can flip the field for him, and let's face it, you got a new young quarterback, you got a really good defense. Your defense can get you opportunities where if you can flip the field, the offense doesn't have to drive 80 yards to score. They could do maybe 40, maybe 50. That changes the complexion of a game real quick, so – yeah, he was in the locker room, and I think by week two he's gonna be their guy.
Ooh, I hope so. I won't lie to you. I hope that's a good change. That'll be a good change. And also, do you think that this is a concerning thing? They decided to bring him in because of Terry McLaurin's turf toe, or is this just something that they brought in for special teams?
Well, I mean, it's a good question. Ron said to us that you know, he did say that he's a veteran guy. You know, he's shifty, he's quick. He said he's a guy that can give them, you know, a presence in the locker room as well. So I do think first and foremost, they brought him in here specifically for, you know, special teams, you know, and if he can give him something else, that'll be better. But I don't know if that's going to be the case, though. Right. Not initially. Terry's playing Sunday. Yeah. I mean, he was in the locker room. I mean, he was limited today, you know, from what Ron said. But, you know, he was in his pads. Mm-hmm. Chase was in his pads today, you know. So I'd be shocked if these guys don't play Sunday.
Mm. How did Terry look?
Well, I mean, you know, from we couldn't see much.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, while he was out there, he was just bouncing the ball off the ground, literally. But you can tell one thing we know about Terry is he's a dog.
Yeah.
And he would not suit up if he had no intention of practicing, which he did. And Ron said he looked good.
Okay.
So we're going to take him at face value, he'll take his word. But let's face it, Terry knows this first game against Arizona is important on a lot of levels.
Yes.
New ownership. You know, you have a young quarterback that's going to need his best weapon on the field. You know, there's so many variables and things we can talk about, and Terry knows that. He's one of those astute players that can read rooms and understands, you know, his value. He's playing. I would be absolutely shocked if he doesn't.
So what did Ron really say about Chase in terms of, did he have his normal? Did he say anything special about Chase? Did Chase look like he had that same dog or whatever? Did he say anything?
Yeah. He said they both look good and they're doing what they're supposed to do to be on the field, you know, come Sunday. And he just commended both of them for working hard and still being ready. And, you know, he didn't sound concerned at all. He absolutely didn't. And we talked to Chase in the locker room and, you know, he said he's just, you know, he was asked if he can play right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, look, I'm just waiting to, you know, get cleared. And, you know, somebody said by who, and he, you know, resoundingly was like by the doctor. Right. So that's when I left the scrum.
Well, what's up with the Chase hate by some of the media members? I mean, I know we discussed it a lot, but I got you on. I don't want to keep you. I know you got limited time, but what's going on with that, where it seems like he's a target, even though he's been injured and he had a phenomenal rookie season. Like, yeah, I don't feel like he's getting a fair shake at all around here.
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. He hasn't been getting a fair shake. One thing I know, and I hate to say it, but you know what, I'm gonna say it because that's what I do. He's brash and he's black. And when you mix those two together, that's considered bad. So, you know, brash and black means bad to a lot of people. And I just think some people see his confidence as cockiness or arrogance. And, you know, he's a good football player, man. I mean, you know, this was a guy that was considered a generational talent, had a great rookie campaign in 2020, defensive rookie of the year, you know, 7.5 sacks, three tackles for loss, 4 forced fumbles, 1 for a touchdown, 47 yarder. I mean, he did it all. And then he got hurt his second year. But I think we have to remember, before he got hurt in the second year, he was kind of struggling.
Yeah,
you know, he was getting double teamed and hadn't adapted to that part of the game yet. Wole definitely know, because he was in that press box yelling and hooping and hollering. So, you know, that's what happened. But I think when you saw him come back last year towards the end of the year, he added something to the defense. Well, now he looks like the old Chase. He's bigger, stronger, and now he's got a chip on his shoulder. So I think he's going to have a big year. And I just had a colleague tell me today he's guaranteed that he's not going to be here next year. And I don't believe that. I absolutely don't believe that Chase will not be in Washington. I think he and Montez Sweat actually will still be here because they've got some young rookie players on rookie contracts.
Yeah.
Sam Howell's one of them. So that frees up money for you to be able to sign guys you want to keep in house.
I just feel like that's an agenda. You know, when folks who say that, they have their own little agenda to get Chase out of here. But that's a whole different thing. That's a whole different discussion.
It would be a big mistake to see him coming back and tormenting you. How many players have we seen leave Burgundy and Gold and go somewhere else and blow up? Lorenzo Alexander, Antonio Pierce. I mean, these guys went on. Ryan Clark. They went on to Pittsburgh, New York, you know, other teams end up being Buffalo. Lorenzo is run-up defensive player of the year. I mean, you can't have that happen, especially if you've already put in 3-4 years of their development. Now, when they're ready to really shine, you don't want them to do that somewhere else.
Did we lose weight? Like, you there?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, cool. So, in terms of like Sunday, because I know you got to get out of here. In terms of Sunday, what are your expectations against the Cardinals?
I mean, I'm expecting just a straight up back alley slapping. Seriously, where's my money? It shouldn't be close. I mean, Washington has more talent. Mm-hmm. I think they're the hungrier team. Look, the Cardinals are in flux right now. They just cut Colt McCoy, who we all thought all summer was going to be the starting quarterback. Yeah. They brought in Josh Dobbs from Cleveland, and Washington just saw him first preseason game. Yeah. It's just too much talent. I think the stadium's going to be a buzzsaw under new ownership. Everybody's excited. I think Sam Howell has a coming out party where he puts up perhaps 300 yards. I mean, I think it's going to be like that. I'm taking Washington 30-10 in this game.
Woo, all right, Lake, I love it. Lake, man, I'm getting Pentagon City vibes, bro. Pre-COVID, when you had just lost weight, you were looking good, you were feeling good. You said you're a native Washingtonian. Then you know this is the number one show in town. And also back then, when we grew up watching the team, it was RFK, a rocking atmosphere. This Sunday at FedEx Field, it's going to be a sellout, bro. What you expect that atmosphere to look like with the fans being rejuvenated now?
Man, listen, in the press of the day, I asked Ron Rivera that question. I said, you played in I'm sorry, in RFK when you were with the Bears. You coached in RFK when you were on the Eagles staff. And I said, so you remember what that was like? And I told him, I said, but unfortunately, you've seen empty stadiums here. A lot of it was with COVID. There were empty stadiums. So what's it going to feel like to have a sellout crowd for the home opener under new ownership? And he was just like, I remember RFK. I remember that place. He literally said moving and shaking. He says, so now this is what we came here for, to get sellouts, to do this. And he says, so let's get this stadium rocking and shaking. And I do believe Washington has to deliver, because the fans are ready to roar, ready to exhale, so to speak, and be fans again. But you got to give them a product on the field that they feel proud of. And Arizona might end up being the worst team in football this year. So you've got to go in there and step on them and crack their neck early.
Mm. So, like, in terms of like the overall season, give me a prediction and record of what you think this team's going to do. Hey, Ray, this is what we do.
We just did this.
I want the folks to listen to it, though. I need these folks to listen to it, though. I need these folks to hear it, though.
Yeah, 10 wins, man. This is a 10-win football team. Mm. You know, and I'm going to break it down real quick. Couple seconds. Look, last year, they just missed the playoffs with horrible play calling from their coordinator, Scott Turner. Mm-hmm. They had really shoddy. And I put an O on there, you know, the real shoddy play calling. And then the quarterback play, you know, was bad. You know, Carson Wentz, Taylor Heineke. Taylor game, but he couldn't make throws. Mm-hmm. Carson was just Carson. So with that being said, they have an upgraded quarterback. You have a new coordinator, a brilliant offensive mind that's won championships. And you have an upgrade defense because you have more weapons on your defense. I just think right now this is a football team that's ascending as opposed to descending. Mm-hmm. And for me, you win 8 games last year with all these things in flux, poor ownership. There's just a cloud over the organization. All the new things they have going on for them are good for 2 wins. I mean, clearly good for 2 more wins. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear about a tough schedule because it's the NFL. Every team has a tough schedule, and every year is different. Every team that did something last year may not do it this year. So it's an open thing. And then I'm going to leave this one stat at you. And I'm not saying they're going to change it. Mm-hmm. But just to give people hope, the NFC East has had a different division winner for 20 straight seasons. Mm. So there's hope.
Well, Lake, hopefully it happens, man. But thanks for being on the show. Before we let you go, let folks know how they can catch you on social media and how they can check out your content.
All right, man. Well, the good thing is Sports Journey site is back up, brand new, not lots of fresh stuff on there. And then I also want to shout out the young fella, Serge, the shooter. He'll be out there Sunday with me. He's back awesome. In the building. So we got that going. And then, of course, you know, you can follow me on social media, on Twitter at Lake Lewis, on Instagram, Facebook, Threads at Lake Lewis Jr. You can go to sportsjourney.com. And then, of course, the podcast, the After Practice podcast, you can check that out on YouTube or subscribe to it via Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, you know. And then you can come out on Tuesdays and check us out. We'll be in Herndon at Breakers. Talked to a couple fellas today, so we're going to have a nice first show. Nice. And Wole will be in the building. Ray, you got to come out, man.
Hey, look, I'm having surgery. If I can walk, I'll be there. Look, I will eventually. If I can walk, I'll be there.
No, you got to come, surgery or not, because you sat there and told me, surgery or not, he's still going to try to play basketball.
I told him,
hang it up, man. Put those papers in plastic because it's over.
Yeah, late, keep preserving himself. You see him.
Exactly.
No, that's right, bro. He beat that salmon, bro. Good to see you, Lake, as always.
Bro. All right, fellas. Hey,
good to see you, man. Appreciate you.
All right, I'll talk to y'all.
All right, man. Okay. Bye. Hey, man, it's always a pleasure talking to Lake, man. So, Ray, what about for yourself, man? We asked Lake, but what do you think their record's going to be? Let's go to the Cardinals game. What do you think your prediction of the Cardinals game? I think that's the first thing to go.
Well, see, here's the thing. I like what Lake said. The fan base should be excited for multiple reasons. However, you never want to overlook any opponent in the NFL. Sure. And right now, I feel like to some degree, we're looking past the Cardinals because the consensus is the Cardinals are tanking. They want Caleb. Caleb was like, I ain't coming out. I'm going to have to go to the Cardinals. That's basically what his father came out and said.
Yeah, like, I heard.
We're not going to necessarily rush into the NFL. You can make so much money playing college football now.
That's true, though. That's a separate subject, though.
He in California too. I wouldn't rush if I was him either, man. Yeah. That's my DC brother, my little light skinned brother. I would give him the advice to listen, man. Stay until you feel like you're gonna get the best deal because it could be that he could stay on the West Coast and go to Vegas another year. You never know.
I don't think he wanna go to Vegas and play with that coach though.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, I think he loves the West Coast. I think he likes what he's doing out there. Yeah. So it could be the Rams. You never know how things can shake out. Anyway, my point is that's the discussion right now around the Cardinals. Nobody's talking about the Cardinals being a competitive football team right now. Mm-hmm. And when you have that and you're a franchise like Washington's trying to turn a new page, Lake is right, you got him in the mouth early, but don't overlook him. But I do expect that this team will establish the run game early. We did not see much at all in preseason. Bienemy looks like, again, the head coach of the team. Yeah. So I do agree with Lake that if they don't put up somewhere close to 30 points, I'll be shocked. So I think this Cardinals game, maybe 30-10 is a stretch, but I could see 30-17, at least a two-score win.
Yeah, I think they should blow them out. I ain't gonna hold you. I think this team is tanking. It's not like I'm looking at them like looking past them, but when you trade your starting tackles, you didn't cut your starting quarterback that you had all the way in preseason and then went with a rookie. Now you're trying to go with a rookie. Like you pretty much are doing a certain thing. Like you're trying to tank. Like, so I'm like, if I'm watching, I want to do whatever it takes to make sure you get Caleb Williams. I want to do my best job to make sure you get Caleb Williams. That's how I look at it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's certain teams, when you're right, Ray, like, all right, they have hope going into the season. Did you see the coach's meeting when he went viral when he was talking to his players? You see how non-interested those players look? The Cardinals coach was talking to her.
I know what you mean. I'm just saying, you know, respect your opponent. That's all.
I know you got respect. You have to. They're in the league. I'm not saying Washington, just like in anything, Washington can't look at anybody and say, we should dominate them because another team because the Cardinals look at Washington like, yo, we can get this W. Ain't like Washington is the Buffalo Bills or the Cincinnati Bengals. You know what I'm saying? So I get or the Eagles. I get your point, but. But they ain't trying to win. That's my point. Like, they're not trying to win.
I agree. But here's where I'm at. 0% chance the Cardinals win this game. However, let's say Washington wins by a field goal. People going to be concerned.
Yeah, I'll be pissed because they're not supposed to win by a field goal.
Exactly. So you better go out there and you better show that you're the superior team right off the jump.
I agree. Totally agree.
March down the field. If they defer, you better get them off the field quickly. It's just you got to start out strong. Last season, he talked about Turner, we don't want to keep mentioning him. He's gone now, but you did not get teams off the field right away. Sometimes teams march down. Sometimes teams rush the ball well. It's going to be interesting to see what his defense looks like. I hope Chase balls, though. So, yeah, I mean, it's a W. We already know that. It's just how they're going to look in this win.
I hope Chase plays because this is the game that he can get, like, those Ryan Kerrigan stats. When they have, like, a backup tackle, he can just, like, mop up on sacks. Then everybody be quiet.
Don't diminish Ryan Kerrigan, man. He's that dude.
I ain't diminishing him. You know what I mean? Ray, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Rock, bro.
He's cool. No, Ryan Kerrigan's cool, but you know what I mean, though. Like, he used to get them games where he played against that backup left tackle. He had like three, four sacks. I think Chase can get that game against the Cardinals. They ain't trying, Ray.
Yeah, put your score predictions in the comments, man. Let us see what you think, because again, everybody's expecting a double digit win. What's the line? Do you know? Have you seen the line?
No, I'm patient to Vegas. I should.
You're not a gambler. Neither am I.
Yeah, not anymore. You know what I'm saying? Them days.
You're the fantasy football guru. So who you got on your own squad that you?
Oh yeah. So this is that's a good one. Jahan gonna eat, because you know how I felt about Jahan. Jahan gonna eat. I think Howell gonna have one of them vicious games. He's gonna have one of them Don McNabb games. The connection.
Are you really gonna start those two?
I don't have Sam. I got better quarterbacks. I'm in a money league, bro. I'm in a money league. I got Justin Herbert. Why would I start Sam Howell with Justin Herbert?
I'm just making sure.
But you know what?
I don't know. You started Phillip Rivers his whole career, bro.
And he helped me win.
Phillip Rivers,
bro. And he helped me win some games too. What you won't do is hate on Phillip.
That's what I'm saying. You might start how? I don't play.
Don't hate on Phillip. You know what I'm saying? Phillip is like a round the way dude. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Like, you're gonna hate on Phillip. Like, he got like 80 different kids. Phillip's cool. He a cool dude, bro. I mess with Phillip Rivers, dog.
Talking about fantasy football, brother.
I'm just saying, that's not the diminished Phillip. He's a cool cat. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. But so what you got? So you got Jahan Brian, Brian Robinson. No, you don't have.
Nah, because I think Gibson hurts.
They're gonna be a run heavy team. Watch
Gibson. I know, but Gibson gonna hurt it. Like Gibson. That's why. I don't know. I don't know the value with that. Even the fantasy move. I don't know the value.
It's the goal line carries, baby. You already know.
Yeah, the goal line.
Sammy Morris got me all the way to the goal line, but he never ran it in, bro. It happened all the time.
Hey, I'm saying. But all right, which give me your overall record for the squad, because our guest is waiting, so we can.
Okay,
can
so I'm gonna go a step up. I hope they beat everybody but Atlanta, and I think this is an 11 win football team.
Okay, you're saying
I think you split with Philly. I think you also split with Dallas. I think you can sweep New York, and that's just the tone for your season, where you can do well in a tough division like the NFC. Yeah, so I'm gonna go 11 wins, man.
I have 11 plus. Bala had 11. That was my like. I had that. I think it went 11, and for all the reasons Lake mentioned before, like a better OC, quarterback play should be better. If your defense is the same as it's been the last couple of seasons, the last two out of 3 years, you're going to be a team that should be a better team in terms of wins and losses.
So there we go.
The arm positive
stuff coming from the Urban Sports team, and the home field advantage is going to be way better.
Yeah,
if you start out well.
All right, man. Well,
you struggle. No,
yeah, that's a problem.
These fans,
I'm telling you, they struggle. Ron, this is like a must win on the low, but that's a whole different discussion. We'll discuss.
Hey, you get EB. If Ron goes, EB is gonna be the coach.
You already know this. All right, man. Well, from a very optimistic Commander season opener, we're gonna move to a discussion to a maybe less optimistic boxing rematch.
Man, you just like everybody. You turned on that, bro.
Go ahead. I'm just saying. But first, let's introduce Al Jones from the WFNZ 92.7 FM radio show In the Ring with Al Jones. I'm Patch Allen right now.
Moving up in the world, man.
What's good, Al?
Hey, what's happening? Yeah, I got to move up in the world sometime. Nothing is stagnant, you know. Once again, thank you for having me on, gentlemen.
Al, it's good to have you, and I know you a good brother, stand-up brother. You're not going to come on here and turn on Errol Spence like this guy here who was depressed for like a month after the fight, and now all of a sudden he should retire. He's brain damaged. He can't see. I done heard all this stuff, man. Errol Spence, he lost to a really good fighter in Terrence Crawford, a Hall of Fame, maybe top five all-time boxer, man. I don't understand why, you know, everybody's turned on. Where are you at right now in terms of just your support for Mr. Errol Spence?
Okay, well, first and foremost, I want to reach out. The boxing community really lost someone today. Coach Mike Stafford out of Cincinnati, Ohio. You know, I really want to, you know, dedicate this portion of the show to him. You know, he's going to definitely be missed in the boxing community of Cincinnati, Ohio, and beyond. You know, he's more so like Coach Nazim was Denard Hopkins. He was Adrian Broner's coach. You know, world renowned. He touched a lot of people, a lot of boxers, a lot of kids in the community. He taught boxing to children from 7 years and the silver gloves and the golden gloves, past Olympians. I mean, he's dedicated his life to the sport, and you know, he just passed away. It was announced today at 67 mm-hmm. years young. You know, so I wanted to definitely acknowledge him before moving forward.
Let's do this real quick. Let's give a salute to him. Tim Bell salute for him.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we lost a good one.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Lost a real one, man. Obviously, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's helped so many people, especially in that community. So, you know what I mean? So,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, man. Definitely. Rest in peace.
Always a blessing when you can leave behind
most
a legacy.
Definitely, right? Most
facts,
definitely.
Man. Facts.
Yeah,
but, but don't try to fry me, Ray. I know you don't try to fry me about.
So listen, I'm totally be honest with you. You know, I'm truly. Truly, truly, truly an Errol Spence fan. Yeah. You know, I support Errol Spence and everything. You know, I pretty much know everyone in his camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from his coaches to his parents. I mean, hung out with them from Vegas to Dallas. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, but in reference to this rematch, that's what we're talking about right now, this rematch.
Oh, yeah.
And to be totally honest, I'm not looking forward to it.
There you go.
I really can't look forward to this rematch between Errol Spence and Terrence Bud Crawford. First and foremost, Terrence Bud Crawford, he had me fooled. You know, I had to publicly give him his kudos.
Mm-hmm.
And let him know that I did not pick him, but congratulate him on his victory. First and foremost, mm-hmm. I had to give it to him, man. You know, he was in elite form.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he couldn't do wrong that night. I mean, it seemed like he had four arms. And everything he threw at Spence, he connected. I mean, it was just. He was just outdone. I mean, mm-hmm. he was just on a whole nother level that night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can he do it again? Is a question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he showed up so much for that fight. It's going to be hard to repeat that. You know, but yeah. I know for sure. I do see, you know, with the rematch happening, I wish it would happen a little bit later on. I hate they're talking December.
Yeah.
I really, really wish that it would wait, you know, that would be pushed off till next July 29th or next July. Get mm-hmm. a couple of fights. Spence has a lot to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know here styles make fights, you know, and mm-hmm. those styles did not match up that night. You know what I'm saying? those styles, fellas, did not match up that night.
Not at all.
Crawford was definitely the better of the two. His skill set,
of course.
You know, he definitely outperformed Spence. Spence was not ready. You know, he was not ready at all, man.
I think we all knew Bud was skilled, though. We all knew Bud was skilled.
Yeah.
I think the issue was he was with Top Rank too long, and he didn't get the fights, and Top Rank didn't do him right because they were trying to say Bob Arum was trying to say he wasn't marketable and all, but that's mm-hmm. a different discussion. We've already had that.
Right.
But Al, since you just mentioned you know folks in Spence's camp, is there any truth to these Derrick James rumors that pretty much they're going to split for this next fight?
Well, you know, I can't comment on that right now.
Oh, wow. He hit us with, I can't comment, though.
Uh-oh. On that right now.
Uh-oh. You know what I mean, Ray?
You know, but I did reach out. I did reach to the camp. And, you know, sometimes to me, it, like the old saying goes, fellas, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I mean, he has so much, Spence has so much to work on, you know, and I don't see, you know, really, man, it, I don't really see him doing much better in the rematch. I think he may, instead of second round, I think he might, it may be a little bit more competitive, at least make it to about the fourth or the fifth round at that point. And then we'll pretty much begin to see what we saw on July 29th, in my opinion, you know. And, you know, I mean, Spence is a great businessman. You know,
damn, it was bad. You went businessman move. That's what, that's, we can't even talk about him as a fire no more. He's a good businessman. That's where we're going now. He's a good businessman. You trying to throw compliments even, right now?
And even creating a two-fight deal. You know, at first, that used to be at public opinion.
Yeah.
To want to see a rematch.
Uh-huh.
But Spence was smart enough to incorporate this in this contract.
True.
So, but the thing about it, the catch about it is, Bud Crawford gets to decide the weight, though.
Yes, I'm saying. Yeah.
So if Bud decides to stay at 147, say, no, I don't want to move up to 154 to fight you, Spence.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to fight me, Spence, in a rematch, we got to do it at 147 again.
He ain't going to do that.
I don't think you'll ever see the fight.
He ain't going to do that because Errol could have fought. He could have fought Keith. And Bud knows that. And Bud had the biggest payday of his life and was on the biggest stage. Bud been on Good Morning America, man.
A good life, man. He is living a good life, bro. He is living a life.
And we had a chance during this, you know, during this past camp to see a side of Bud we never seen before in a public eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a very laid back guy, but you know, he held, you know, that had to be a contract stipulation for Bud. Because Bud wouldn't even come out like that and talk to the public and talk to the media like that. So I definitely think that was a contract stipulation that he had to be just as much in tune to the fight and sell the fight as well.
Yeah.
You know, and afterwards, the winner afterwards also has to continue and push the rematch. You know.
So you don't. So you don't think at all, because I kind of feel like, I don't think it matters anyway, but I kind of feel like Bud would do a fight at 154 only because I feel like he's, the way he's so thankful that Errol made that fight for him, like, because he didn't, that fight, like Ray, like he, Errol didn't, Errol's the reason that fight happened.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I feel like Bud feels like he owes Errol that, you know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing, I feel like he feels, to his core, he feels that he owes Errol an opportunity, just like he gave Errol an opportunity. That's the only reason why I feel like at 154 it can happen, because I feel like, not because it's best for Bud, but like Bud's like, you know what, like, we weren't going to fight, and this fight wasn't going to happen, but you made it happen, and I appreciate you, and now my life is different because of you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I don't know Bud. But I just think he's that type of dude. You know what I'm saying? He's just that type of dude.
Oh, yeah, he's an honorable guy. I agree with you totally.
Yeah.
He's gonna honor the contract.
Yeah.
And hopefully it is at 154. Mm-hmm. But Bud is gonna hit harder at 154.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So it's not like, I mean, his punch is gonna be more effective at 154. I mean, they both came in trained, if you ask me. You know, both of them face was sunk in and looked, you know, very dehydrated at 147. So 154 would be good for both of them right now at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I think, like I said before, you know, even if the fight does at 147, they was talking about 700,000 pay-per-view buys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if the fight did 350, let's say it did half, got half of the attention this time. I mean, that's still good.
So you still think the fight's a draw? You still think the fight's a big draw?
Three is not as large, huge as a draw as it was previous.
Got you. Okay.
But at 350, 400,000 pay-per-view buys, that's still good money. You know, you they're still going to walk away with 10, 15 million in the end, which is very lucrative. Like I said, anyway, could these possibly be retirement fights for Spence? You know, could it be a retirement fight for him? Is he, you know, just going out and get the bag on the way out? That's why I said Spence is a great businessman. You know, he's a businessman. Al Haymon is going to make sure that that happens.
I agree. And I feel like, you know how coaches have trees, right? Kind of like, who's a good example of a good coach's tree?
Andy Reid tree. Andy,
you know, the coaches come behind him. Now it's a trickle-down effect. Shakur looked like he's going to be fighting Frank Martin. Can you imagine what that is going to look like? Because Derrick James now has some stuff to prove, because I feel like Bomack kind of won up. Now, I know Bomack is not Shakur's trainer, but I feel like if the Errol Budd fight didn't happen, then Shakur versus Frank probably doesn't happen. So I think that it's still some good things coming from that fight in spite of the way it went for Errol.
Nothing good came out of that fight.
And also we talked about Bud, how Bud has really just come out of shell, and now I mean he's everywhere. He's on the Breakfast Club. Yeah. You know, everywhere you see him,
right?
It's like, wow, Bud is marketable. So I think more people are gonna want to come out to see Bud. He had Eminem come out, that brought in pop culture. I just think it's still gonna be interesting for a rematch. Then you got the Charlo piece, which may follow after that fight. So there's a lot of storylines. So I don't know where I don't know where Spence will go if Derrick James is not going to be his trainer. But I'll tell you this. As much trash as Bomack was talking, one name he mentioned that was a better trainer than him was Ronnie Shields. Ronnie Shields right there in Texas. I wouldn't be shocked if that's something that Spence is considering. I think that could add another layer of intrigue for, like, pure boxing fans. So I think there's a lot of storylines going into the fight.
And you can't forget the fact that Bomack might not even be there himself.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Bomack just got arrested this past weekend in the UK, which has a 5-year mandatory for carrying weapons. I mean, I don't know what was on Bomack's mind to carry a pistol over to the UK somewhere where even the police do not carry guns. Mm. The police in the UK do not carry guns. So I don't know why this guy thinks that he's invincible and take a pistol over to the UK. And he's with prior gun charges. Mm. So allegedly,
I love that word. He's
still there now. And, you know, he has to go to court, I believe October 9th. Uh-huh. They're still holding him, you know, I guess for maybe being a flight risk, because they know if he gets out of the UK, he may never go back. So hopefully, you know, something happened and, you know, it wasn't his. You know, it was a wrong piece of luggage. You know, that's all that I can hope for right now. It was somebody else's luggage and it wasn't his at this particular moment.
It wasn't his. Hey, Ray mentioned, like, the Shakur Martin fight. So, like, what are your thoughts on it? I know it's a different topic, but still, it's a fight that a lot of people want to happen. What are your thoughts on it?
Correct. Now, listen to this. Now, say for an example, that is the co-main event for Spence versus Crawford.
Ooh, that'd be way better than that.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Initial card. Yeah, it was way better than the initial card. Ooh,
I like that.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be one heck of a card. If they push that off to December, because Spence and Bud want to fight in December, they're trying to get that off. So if they were to have that card as the co-main event,
that would be dope.
For the WBC 135 vacant title,
that would be good.
Devin Haney vacated. So that would be nice. That would be very intriguing to see that as the co-main event on their undercard.
I think that would be it. That'd be ideal.
The big bros and the little bros versus each other.
For real. No, that's dope. I think that's dope. And also, I think it's good for, it's great for Shakur and Martin. Yeah. It's great for them. Like, that's more exposure that they do need.
On a major platform.
On a major platform. Exactly.
Right.
Oh, I like it.
You know, we like Shakur. Had him on before. Yeah. Shakur's been itching for big fights. And I'm glad you shifted the subject a little bit, Wole. If you don't mind, I want to ask Al why we got him on. I don't want to hold you out. But, you know, we were able to cover the Gary Antoine Russell fight recently. He called out Regis, Haney. How come nobody responds to that, brother, man?
No. They don't want
nobody says nothing. They all cuss each other out. You saw Devin Haney threaten Shakur to fight him in the street. But
right,
dude, Gary Antoine called you out and no crickets.
They are smart. They better leave Gary Antoine Russell alone.
What are you talking about?
Hey, I used to see him when he was younger, you know, coming up. I mean, he used to, him and Boots used to go at it. Jerron Ennis. Yeah, him and Jerron Ennis, him and Boots Ennis used to go at it. I mean, Gary Antoine Russell is a beast. They're smart. No one, and just like you guys have mentioned, no one has brought or uttered the name Gary Antoine Russell.
So we couldn't call him the boogeyman.
I told you business is hurt. Boxing.
He the boogeyman? Yeah. So he the boogeyman? Is that what we calling him? We gonna call him the boogeyman?
He is.
Might as well be, because he is a beast, and no one is mentioning his name.
Ray, you're right. You're right, Ray. Never thought of it. No one really calls him out.
Nobody responds when he says anything. Now, here's the thing about Haney, and no disrespect. I told you before, I think Haney is very skilled. I'm a fan, but Gary and Haney, Gary Jr. went back and forth. He's calling Gary Mr. Cap. But Antoine called him out. He like, I ain't saying that. but we had Shakur, and I mentioned that. Shakur said, I think him and I would be a hell of a fight, and I would love to fight him. Yeah. And after the fight, Gary Antoine said, these guys at 140 don't step up. I can lose a few more pounds and go to 35, and I'll go get some of them there. And that includes Gervonta and others. So at some point, they're going to have to face this man, and he's going to be a mandatory for somebody, and that's going to get scary.
Yeah, he is. And it's coming up. He's a beast. I mean, his skill set is dynamic, bright future ahead of him. I think he's like 18-0 with 18 knockouts.
Oh my God.
17-0, 17 knockouts, something like that. I mean, no one 17. Is touching him. No one is thinking about him. I mean, he was born a box. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He was definitely born a box. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of his career. Hopefully, he'll get that opportunity. I mean, like you guys say, he can't run before they can't run from him, but for so long. So he will, you know, they're gonna try to keep him away from being a mandatory as long as possible.
They can try.
Al Heyman got you right by that boy. I tell you, he when we have him on, we gotta bring you on, man, so you can talk to him, bro.
Yeah, for
he's just a good dude, man. Yeah. And he's so humble, but when it get close to fight night, you can just see the change in his demeanor.
His demeanor
like,
changed.
Oh boy. He was real friendly with Kent Cruz like that first press conference. But then at the weigh-in, I was like, man, this boy about to hurt this dude. And it was just a body shot. So he got off easy.
Right. Oh, he's a beast. He is a beast. I've been watching him since he was a kid coming up in the ranks, man. He's always been like that. I've seen, like I say, I've seen some mean boxing between him and Boots.
Yeah.
You know, him and Jerron Ennis when they were younger. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you can find a clip somewhere, check it out. I mean, he was giving Boots the business.
I got one more boxing question for you, and I'm gonna let you go. Anthony Joshua did some damage. He did some, don't fake that face, right? He had that knockout. All right. Now there's a talk. The Wilder talk is happening again. The Wilder talk is, you got Fury fight MMA folks. Dog.
Right.
I'm like, I can't talk about it right now. And then you got
right
Joshua Wilder. Right. That's a talk out there right now. And we could talk about Usyk later about what was a knockdown, what wasn't a knockdown. But in terms of Joshua,
low blow.
What do you think he's at right now? Is he ready for a Wilder, or is he? Or should he just still take it easy before he gets to Wilder?
Well, I mean, we're talking Anthony Joshua, previous champion. Both two previous champions.
Yeah.
You know, they might as well go ahead right now.
Right now.
You know, before while they have an opportunity.
Gotcha.
Go ahead and cash in. It's a business. Again, it's a business. Go ahead and cash in. Get your money right now. Or anything happens. You know, go ahead and do it. I would like to see it. Go ahead and make that fight happen. I mean, like I said, he has training with Derrick James as well. Mm. And I mean, Derrick James is just busy. He's all over the boxing world. Mm. You know, he's very busy. He may be too busy. It's hard to juggle all of this. You know, you had mentioned, you know, a couple fighters. A couple trainers that Spence may, you know, do well with. You know, I would like to see him with Sugar Hill, with Tyson Fury's trainer. Mm. You know, Sugar Hill is a good trainer coming out of Kong Gym. you got to bring Spence up out of his comfort zone. He can't train in Texas. You got to get him some more different sparring. Come on up to the Midwest, to Detroit and Crunk Gym, and jump in there with Sugar Hill and get you a different perspective.
I like that.
You know, he got a lot Barry to Hunter. Work on.
We got Barry Hunter here.
And Barry Hunter. Yeah. Right. That's another one. You know, and Barry Hunter's a great guy, you know, and knows a lot about boxing. But the only thing about Barry Hunter, you know, Spence beat all up on Lamont Peterson. What I'm saying? So,
Barry Hunter was in Tank's corner for that. What was it? Was that the Pitbull fight? Which fight was that with Barry
Hunter? He was in Spence. He was in Earl Porter's. He was in Sean Porter's corner also. Right. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't, you know, Spence doesn't have respect for Barry at this point in his career. You know, Spence has a real big ego. He's very egotistical. You know,
we're getting the real right now. That's what I'm talking about. We're getting the real right now. Okay. I'm saying,
he's very egotistical.
That's why his ass got knocked out. See what happens?
He's ego driven right now. You know, Spence is very ego-driven right now. Mm. And that's why he wants to jump back in the ring so soon. You know, if I'm Spence, his parents may not want to see him jump back in the ring, you know, so soon right now. His trainer may not want to see him jump back in the ring so soon right now. So, you know, it's a lot going on in that camp at this point. You know, his physical trainer, he didn't look good. You know, it's a lot going on right now in that camp, man. And I really think December is pushing it. Like I say, that's probably a good fight maybe to see in March or April, you know, sometime next year. I really wouldn't be trying to push that right now. You know, he exercised the rematch clause, but we may not even see it.
I'll tell you this.
I'll be in Nigeria by then, so don't matter to me.
Steve right, you're not going to miss anything.
Steven Espinoza did not seem too thrilled about the rematch on Showtime either, or he was kind of agreeing what you're saying is maybe not so soon. But I know that Errol doesn't want to fight Keith before he fights Bud. He wants Bud, and that's it. And that's what he did beforehand. So you know what? That's why you make the contracts that you make. And Wilder did it. And Wilder put up a much better fight against Fury in that third one where a lot of people really want to see it. But it was there's some stuff that went into that too. We talked to you about that fight when you thought Deontay was going to win that fight. Deontay, again, Fury was able to get up. I don't like the counts at times with that. That's a whole nother discussion. But I'm just saying, I give Earl a shot where everybody else is like, nah, I get it. But we're reactionary as fans. So give him a few months. Right. Let's see how he looks. And I believe Bud is going to honor that 154 agreement. And if Bud beats him, then Bud will be one of the bigger and better things. Canelo's now saying he'll fight him too. Bud, the sky's the limit for Bud, especially if he wins that second fight, man. So Bud is like, yeah, I look at this. Spence has helped elevate me. Man had a whole parade after he beat that dude in his home.
Come on, he did, man. He do
own, though. They marketed it so well. They had fish nets out there. They called it fish fry. Like, it was dope. Like, I respect how Bud has dealt with this from a business perspective. And he's licking his chops like, okay, we're going to do it again? I can have another parade. I can have Eminem. I can have bigger stars. Damian Lillard coming out to support me. I think it's a win-win. You know, even if Spence doesn't look as good again. I really do.
Right.
Good stuff, Al.
Right, because it's hard now when you just had a $25 million purse to fight for anything less. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to wake up to fight somebody for $3-4 million that you've been making all your career now that you done got a big taste of this $25 million that you just walked away with.
This is true.
So you figure, okay, I can go get some easy money. At least if I beat up Spence again, I can at least make $15 million.
True.
You know, that's very true. I may not make the 25, but
15.
I'd rather walk away with a $15 million and fight somebody for $3 to $5 million now. Everybody else that's down there.
You're right.
I will say, you know, once again, it's a business.
I will say this though. It would be great for boxing. It would be amazing for boxing if Earl beat Bud though. because then you have what we've been praying for in terms of when you hear about Sugar Ray Leonard versus Hagler, Hearns, you know, Duran, all those dudes, all those top fighters in the 80s, like all those top fighters, you will have that here. You will have that trilogy, that type of thing. When not even but I know then, we yeah. talk about Deontay. We talked about Deontay Wilder, but he got beat all the times. But I'm just talking about like this one is an actual real. It would be a real trilogy, like 1-1, the last fight. That person takes the series. We use the basketball sense. They takes the series, so it would just be an amazing thing. But it won't happen though. Don't listen. Right. I'm not saying it won't happen. Like Bud will beat the bricks off of Earl
because those fights were close. Right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. They were close. True.
Bud might. Yeah. I mean, Earl might work with Floyd. Earl might work with Floyd on this one. Because Floyd said he should pick Deontay.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Everybody said he should better work with Floyd.
I mean, Calvin Ford would be good out of the DMV. You know, if he worked with Calvin Ford, Tank's trainer.
Yeah, just don't. That just might don't be work. A possibility. Don't work with anymore, man. It don't really matter. Yeah. No way. I'm over it. It don't matter. Man. I saw what I saw. It wouldn't matter. I know what I saw. All right. I know what I saw.
Right.
Hey, Al, yeah, man, thanks fellas. Before we let you go, man, let our listeners know how they can catch your content on social media and also the radio show, my man.
Yeah, that's right, man. In the Ring with Al Jones on all social media platforms. That's In the Ring with Al Jones on all social media platforms. Hit me up anytime. And that's AJ In the Ring on my personal DM.
No, my man. Hey, Al, thanks for being on, man. Thanks, we appreciate you, homie. Now you freeze on me?
He been freezing a little bit throughout, but we can hear all right, it's all good. All
right. Yeah, man, Al's dope, man. Love Al, man. It was great to have him on the show.
I'll keep it real, but here's the thing, people. You watching, and I've seen enough on YouTube and on social media, this Derrick James issue with Errol Spence potentially leaving is real, because Al didn't want to say anything.
Say what?
Al did not want to say if Derrick James was still the trainer for Errol Spence. The fact that he didn't want to say anything says it's probably true that Errol Spence is looking elsewhere for this rematch.
I think he will. You're right. I think he's definitely going to.
I just think it's gonna leave him, man.
Like
that's what Dre Rock did with Brentman. He left him after that loss to I want to say Charlo. He left him, bro. It was the loss afterwards, the Rosario loss.
Yeah,
he left him, and then he went back. So I don't know if this is the right move. I hope he don't sever ties completely because they're pretty much business partners. I mean, people twist trainers. It happens. Javante, had Brent Hunter in his corner.
People do it all the time. I mean, I want to say, didn't Sugar Shane change trainers?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, do it all the time. Like, just to fit. I mean, sometimes somebody can get you, but so far. And then when you fight somebody else, they let you know, all right, it's time to change up, bro. And it's time to change up.
Gotta make these NFL picks now, bro. It's only a few minutes left, and it's cool because this is the least favorite part of the show for me because it's
NFL picks,
bro. I mean,
it's NFL picks, bro. Let's keep the buck. It's NFL picks.
So I'll start it off, bro.
Hold on. Let me at least show the thing, right? We talking about NFL picks. Bad. Boom. NFL picks. Bam. Look at the game. Look at the games.
We only have KC Detroit. Who you got, bro?
KC Detroit. Oh yeah, I got Detroit.
Okay, I got KC.
I got KC. I'm geeking.
KC's at home. I know KC. Detroit is supposed to be better this year.
And Wilson's not playing.
Kelsey may not play. Yeah. But at home, Mahomes, Super Bowl champs. You got to go for me. I got to go with KC. I can't take the sleeper out.
I don't
out
care,
of
but, man. It's the Lions, dude. I ain't worried about that crap.
All
right. I think we all picked Washington already. So
Carolina, Atlanta.
That's a tough one.
Bryce Young.
I like Bryce Young. I love Bryce Young. Where's that game at again?
It's in Atlanta.
That game's tough. I'm going to go Carolina. I do like Bryce Young. Only because I like Bryce Young. Why was up?
We got some comments. Oh, ATL. I know that's right. Let's go. KC, Atlanta, I'm with you so far.
I got to change up when time to change up. here you go. KC, are you talking about Earl? My man Carol was talking. He probably was talking about Earl.
Oh,
KC, you talking about Earl? I agree with you, bro. I think it's time to change up. I think Earl has to change up. Atlanta, okay, all right.
I got Atlanta too.
All right,
Of course I have Atlanta.
Of course you have Atlanta. Go ahead. What's the next one, bro?
Cincinnati, Cleveland. Who'd you pick?
I'll pick Carolina.
Okay.
I'm a Bryce Young dude. That's my reason.
Cincinnati, Cleveland.
Oh, I'm a Whistling dude. I'm a Watson. I don't care. I'm going with Cleveland.
I got Cleveland.
Yeah, they say Burrow's probably gonna play though. FYI, if you didn't know, if that's gonna change your mind, I still got
Cleveland. Cleveland's
me too. Good. Home. Good.
Defense looks good. I still got exactly, I'm bro. Going Cleveland on this one.
My man, this is up.
Jacksonville, Indy.
Oh, Jacksonville. What am I tripping?
I got Jacksonville as well. Yeah. Tampa, Minnesota.
Dwayne. Okay, Dwayne. I feel you. All right, Cleveland. All right, you with me? That's what I'm talking about. All right, bet.
Yeah, we on the same page.
We on the same page
to some degree.
My man got okay. Dwayne got Jacksonville too.
Tampa, Minnesota.
Oh, I got Minnesota. I have Minnesota. I'm not going to play with it.
I got Tampa on this one. I'm okay. Going with Baker. Okay, up. The Vikings. Okay. All right. Vikings.
I'm gonna show him his love. I'm sure Dwayne knows his love. All right.
Tennessee, New Orleans.
Huh?
Tennessee versus New Orleans.
Tennessee.
I got Tennessee at New Orleans.
Oh, I got Tennessee. I think what's gonna go? He'll go ham.
This is the toughest matchup to pick right here. 49ers, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Give me Pittsburgh.
I got San Fran.
Okay.
Bosa
got that bag.
We already picked the Commanders to beat Arizona. Houston, Baltimore. I got B more.
You said Houston, Baltimore?
Yep.
B more.
Chicago, Green Bay. At Chicago.
I'm gonna go Green Bay.
Okay.
I like
good job. Las Vegas and Denver. I got Denver.
Yeah. No, who'd you got? Green Bay.
At Chicago, by the way.
Which game?
Chicago, Green Bay, at Chicago, and then next Denver one. Versus Vegas. I got Denver.
I got Denver. Even though I don't think they're gonna be that good this year.
Okay. Philly at New England.
Philly.
I see Green Bay. Okay, Green Bay. Y'all going to Green Bay and for upset. Justin Fields look amazing right now, y'all. Y'all crazy.
He look okay. So does Love.
Philly, New England. I pick Philly. You got Philly. Miami and the Chargers. It's another good matchup. Denver, you cannot trust Jimmy. I know that.
I know that's right. I got the Eagles. Okay. What was the next game, Ray? My bad.
The Chargers and the Dolphins.
This is
LA. I got the Chargers, man. Justin Herbert, that's your fantasy quarterback, bro.
I know, but I like Tua. I do like Tua. I'm gonna go with the LA Chargers.
All right, to the next LA squad, LA Rams at the Seattle Seahawks.
I got Seahawks.
Good. That's a good pick. I took the Rams though. I got the Cowboys to beat the Giants. I know you're picking the Giants though, because you don't like the Cowboys.
Nah, I think I picked the Cowboys actually.
Oh, you picked the Cowboys?
Yeah.
All right, definitely. And last but not least, the Monday night game on September 11th. Wow. The Buffalo Bills will visit the new look New York Jets with the arrogant Aaron Rodgers and the whole Pat McAfee circus that's going to come along with that.
You trash, dude. Go ahead.
That's why I'm going with Buffalo. I like Pat McAfee though. You already know.
We
WWE guys. Okay, we got the Cowboys. Everybody, you like the Seahawks too? All right.
Yeah, DJ. Yeah, DJ like them.
Yeah.
The Cowboys. DJ like the – and Seattle.
J-E-T-S.
Jets. DJ like the Jets. Okay.
DJ,
I like Buffalo.
DMV, right? You ain't supporting Stephon Diggs.
Buffalo. He's like, Buffalo.
Yeah, I got Buffalo.
I don't like Jets.
All right. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see what your picks are, my dude.
Yeah, like Ray mentioned.
He's so private with that mess.
I know, right? But these picks are also located at www.footballgarbagetime.com. It's part, like Ray mentioned earlier, it's part of our Urban Sports Scene versus Football Garbage Time Pick'em Challenge. My picks probably changed though. I feel like some of them are a little different. I ain't gonna hold you. So if you're listening, if you're going to the website, it's probably different from the show. I won't even lie to you. I feel like I probably picked the Giants or something, but I know the Cowboys are beating the Giants. Like, that's not even a hard one. Like, it really isn't at all. Like, it's an easy game. You know,
all right. You already know how the NFL goes, my friend. I'm not going to say anything's easy, but I'll leave that to you, my dude.
I will say it's easy. I go that way. I say that's what I'm going to say. It's easy. know, so
first
you
got live show, did a little overtime, but the boxing discussion was dope. Of course, Lakers always informative. Check him out. Mm-hmm. Her and the VA every Tuesday. I'll be out there at some point. Well, I don't think you're going to make it next week just based on my experience. Knowing your recovery, you're going to eat an Impossible Whopper or something that day.
Probably so. An Impossible Whopper. I'll probably go to get some Morningstar burgers.
An Impossible cheesesteak or something.
Oh, I actually have Impossible meat, ground beef. So I'm going to probably
I know that, bro.
Yeah, it's happening. I bought some garden salad so I can make sure I can kind of like eat real healthy. I got some, you know, PB&J. So we're gonna make it work. You know what I'm saying? Put myself on a PB&J diet. Bro, we ain't gaining weight out here, bro. We're not doing that.
Listen, brother, you know you always in my thoughts, my prayers, like real talk. So I pray everything goes well, you know.
Thank you.
And you recovering, you can get back to the things you like to do, real talk.
Thank you.
And all the people watching, when you see Wole next time, when we're live, you'll see that he's on the road to recovery, real talk. Man, it's been a while. You've been waiting for this for a minute. It kind of messed your summer up to some degree.
It has, man.
But you hung in there. You stayed healthy. And praise God, man. Praise God for our first live show.
Yes.
It was a learning experience. It was dope. And it's just a start. But like I said, if you're watching on YouTube, especially you watching or you listening, whatever, you better get on now. I'm telling you, don't.
Hey. Understand this. Things are happening.
God is real. God is good.
Yeah. All the time. All the time. Hey, I'm going to say what I said earlier. Subscribe to our podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, Spotify, iTunes, not even iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Tune in iHeartRadio and Google Podcasts. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Also follow us on Twitter at Urban Sports Scene, IG at Urban Sports Scene, and like our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Ray mentioned this, but it's real as hell. Make sure you subscribe to our Urban Sports Scene YouTube channel as well. You're probably watching this on YouTube, so if you are, click that red subscribe button, like this video.
I'm coming for you, folks.
I'm coming for folks, bro. I'm coming. Hold on. Hey, hold on. As we go, hey, DJ Anthony Davis. Oh, real.
Wow.
Hey, yo, that's how we doing.
Hey, that's disrespectful, bro.
Hey, bro.
I'm tougher than AD.
I'm tougher than AD, bro. I'll play with a messed up knee. Don't mess with me. I'll do that. I may be falling apart, but I'll play tough.
Oh, that sound right.
That's okay. I don't have to pause that. That was okay. I want to pause.
That's hilarious though, man. appreciate you for checking us out. Hey, check us out next week, man. We here.
DJ, thanks, man. I appreciate all the love, man. Real talk. Hey, check out the home of the Urban Sports Scene, Amp Pirate Media, at amppiratemedia.com. The show can be found on the Podcast DC app. Download the Podcast DC app to hear all of the Amp Pirate shows as well as other great content. Again, man, thanks for everybody for tuning in. We appreciate you all. Anyway, you've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. Diddy, deuces, a mega. Lead us out, big homie. To the swag.